Blog Talk Radio.
God's morning, and welcome to Spend Time with God with your host, Cassandra Brand. This is such a beautiful day that the Lord has made, for we all shall rejoice and be glad in it. Today, our prayer is about the spiritual realm is real. There are a lot of lies out there. But write down and remember the scripture on the table of your heart. Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed from a lack of knowledge because you have rejected knowledge. I also reject you as my priest because you have ignored the law of God. We must build a foundation relationship with God through his word and love. Now let us pray the Lord's prayer, not a soulish prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. How the enemy of our soul is allowed to creep in. Amen. Many people believe that there is a God, and for them, that is good enough. No, it is not enough to just believe there is a God. Does not ensure anything except that God is or was, and they're thinking somewhere, somehow or sometime. And I will deal with him later when I have time. Things are okay, I'm okay, or I'm too busy for this stuff. Friend, I have lived long enough to see people make that mistake. Things can so easily drive you away from God and his truth. Distractions, accidents, weddings, and even a death of a loved one. You don't know the day, the hour, minute, or second your life could be taken from you. The truth is that God's word tells us that there is more to just believing that God is. God tells us in his word, thou believest that there is one God, thou does it well. The devil also believes and trembles, James 2:19. When all is said and done, these devils are fallen angels deceiving and lying in spirit, sent out to deceive mankind by God's enemy Satan, are not going to be in heaven with God. They will be in a place set aside for them by God, and this is not a good place to be. The spiritual realm is real. The spiritual realm is a real, unseen existence, alive and active. The spirit is a war going on in his demonic spirit, evil against God and high angels and praying saints. Good, that's good. This war is for possession of your soul, mind, will, and emotions, and dominate an unredeemed spirit of that person. Oh my God. Jesus. There are many lies out there. Let me give you some insight on how these work to draw you away from God and the relationship he desires to have with you and his plan for your life in him. Oh, Lord Jesus. Lord, I pray that the people do not believe these lies of the enemy, that they will hold on to every word. Every word that you have written. The that they will hold on to their faith and their connection with you, Lord, that they will spend time and get to know your voice, but they will not believe the lies of the enemy, especially in a time like this. The adversary is a trickster, but we give him no credit. Because true love, which is the love of God, agape love, conquers all, and your love conquers all. But my people don't believe these lies of the devil. That all people, number one, that all people will be forgiven and be in heaven. God will surely forgive me without Jesus in my life. There is no God or devil. There is no heaven or hell. The Bible was just a book written by man. Religions was thought up by a man or men to control the man. Man evolved. I believe some of the Bible is true, and I don't take it so literal. I'm okay. I can get to heaven on my own, good behavior or merit. I am good, and I will see, and I will be good and help others. This is called works. I believe in God, but I don't think I need to ask Jesus into my heart because there are many ways to him. I believe there is a God. I believe in God. This cross or Jesus thing is not for me. I believe in God and his son and what Jesus did. I'm good, and that is good enough. I believe Jesus was just a prophet sent by God. And last but least, number 14, how can Jesus' blood save anyone? That's a bloody religion. Do you expect me to teach my children that? It's God's fault what kind of God would, and the list goes on, you know? The devil gives people excuses and reasons to believe God does not exist or that he is far away. But God is not far away. You become born again, renewed in the spirit of mind, and you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, then you receive the gift, a free gift of the Holy Spirit that takes residence in your body. Hallelujah. And the Holy Spirit gives you direction. It's your best friend, your confidant. It'll never leave you. Only you lead through disobedience and sin that separates us from God. But right now, by the authority and the mighty name of Jesus, we pray and we decree that this day forth, that you should reunion and communion with the Holy Spirit on a daily basis in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, your free gift. Abide. Let us abide. Tie the knot. Have a wedding. Get married. Become the bride. The bride of Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let the union be so with anointing, sanctification. Sanctify our body, Lord. Sanctify our mind. Take away all the perverted thoughts, the thoughts of doubt, and replace it with your sanctification, with your love, your faithfulness, a desire to be like Jesus. There's no man like God, and there's no man like Jesus, because there's no perfect one but God. But Lord, give us desire to be like Jesus, to be like you, the example that you have given us on this earth and your word. Order our footsteps. For you say that a good man's footsteps is ordered by the Lord. Lord, give us a desire to just praise and worship you with no shame, that we may lift up our hands and open up our hearts and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we love you, God. We worship you. We adore you. We magnify your holy name. Give us a mind of Christ. And do not allow the devil lies to take space in our mind. But let our mind continue to stay on you, your word. Give us balance, Lord. Give us balance. But we don't want to be so spiritual and no earthly good, because we have to live here on this earth and be an example and live in your kingdom. And not with works, but knowing that the harvest is ripe, that we should be disciples and multiply for the kingdom of God and win souls in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just want to say thank you, Lord. Give God a thanks. Give God a praise. Just say thank you. Raise your hands up and just say thank you, Lord. Thank you. Gratitude, not attitude. Just say thank you. You do things for your kids? Don't you want them to say thank you? You are a child of God, of a holy nation, of a priesthood. He is our ambassador, our ruler of this kingdom of God. Don't set your eyes on the other side of the Red Cross that he already separated and delivered you through. Don't be like Lot's wife and look back and turn to a puddle of salt. But keep your eye on the mark of the prize of a higher caller. Because you have purpose. Thank you, Jesus. You have purpose. Just like when Jesus was born, he had purpose. He had a mission. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Should not fear evil, but no weapon formed against you should prosper. It cannot touch you, cannot come near you. You should be so full of the word of God that it's electrifying anything or any time a darkness come your way. Your light. Light and darkness has no fellowship. If your light is bright, it's going to take over that darkness. It cannot touch you. That goes for the COVID, the ABC, EFG. No weapon formed against you should prosper. Your light should be so electrifying that when people even look your way and they should automatically be healed in the name of Jesus, because anointing is so powerful. Spend time with God. This is your host, Cassandra Brand.
Oh God, for you are mighty, Jesus. Mane siare na na we siara na boshia na na boshia. Mane na na boshia na 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 we na na we siara. Lord, we worship you, God. We worship you, God. We worship you. You've got time and seasons in your hands. You call for life out of time.